Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. Okay, folks, scams are on the rise, and seniors are especially at risk. Some of the scams are old ones that have been around for a long time, but they're still effective. Here's one that's been around for some time, but people still keep falling in the trap. It's the jury duty scam. Usually the deception is about failing to appear for a mandated jury duty. But you may also be told that you skipped a court-summoned order to appear as a defendant, you are in contempt, or you have a federal warrant out for your arrest. Always callers claim to be members of law enforcement, whether it's local police, the sheriff's department, or the U.S. Marshals Service. The phone call is usually made after hours, one clue that it's a scam, that claims you are facing imminent arrest because you didn't report for mandated jury duty. The news may seem authentic with caller ID showing the numbers for the courthouse or law enforcement, but those can be manipulated, so don't take those at their face value. And the con artist citing names of actual police and judges. The aim here is to scare you into making the usual response, "What? I never received a jury duty summons." Then comes the gotcha part. You can avoid arrest, the caller says, by paying a fine, typically requested in the form of a prepaid debit card or a gift card. And to verify he's calling the correct violator, the swindler asks you to confirm your identity by soliciting personal information, including your name, birth date, social security number, and other ID theft-worthy details. The thing to do here is to just hang up without providing any information about yourself or give them any money, cards, etc. Here's why. Authentic jury notifications as well as no-show summons almost always appear in the mail. And you won't be asked for personal information such as your social security number, birth date, or driver's license number. And you won't get a heads up. A call warning of an impeding arrest, about missing jury duty, or other infraction. If you have concerns, look up the courthouse phone number, don't rely on caller ID provided numbers, and verify missing jury allegations with the jury duty coordinator or the county clerk's office. But don't pay. This trap is avoidable if you put minding your money first. Got a scam, question, or a story to share? Send it to me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.